listening to the Passion is long. We've heard the story before, but it's a story we need to hear again and again, and we need to attentively listen to it because it is a devotion. It's like when I told my grandma and grandpa to tell a story again. Grandma would say, "I've told you that story. You know that story." And I said, "I know, but I want to hear it again." This story that we hear again and again is the story that changed the world. And that is why it's the first major symbol of today. Today is not just Palm Sunday, it is Palm Sunday of the Passion of our Lord. We're going to get another run at it on Good Friday. Good Friday, we always listen to the Passion from John every single year. And on Palm Sunday, we rotate between Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So we hear the entire Passion over 3 years. Another major symbol of today is the palm. I said on my radio show on Thursday how when the Israelites escaped Egypt, when they escaped their slavery, the first city they inhabited in the Promised Land was the city of Jericho. And Jericho is known as the city of palm trees. And today, that first gospel we heard before the procession, we hear how Jesus came into Jerusalem triumphantly, and they greeted him with their cloaks and their palms and their praise. For us, this palm is a symbol of our Lord's victory. This palm is a symbol of our Lord's triumph over death. That is why we always went from this Mass to the braiding ceremony during brunch. Grandma would braid them. Then we would learn how to braid them. I see these palms when I visit your homes usually on a Last Supper picture that I visited with you about a couple weeks ago. I have one in my vehicle, and I always make sure I throw one in my motorcycle saddlebag, just in case. These are simple symbols, but profound symbols because of today. So we begin Holy Week with, as Luke's gospel said, this is the time of the power of darkness. Today, our Lord finished his 25-mile trip that he walked from Jericho to Jerusalem. Today is the last leg of that trip from Bethany, where he just raised Lazarus, and he generated a lot of excitement there. And not only his disciples are walking with him today, but also those people who were stunned by a dead man brought back to life. And our Lord today consciously, willingly, and deliberately goes into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, knowing that everything will change this week. He enters Jerusalem today, and the people acclaim him their king. But pretty soon, those people will soon say, "We have no king but Caesar." The people today say, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest." They will soon say, "Crucify him, away with him." And these palms that we hold will soon become the crown of thorns, the splintered hard wood of the cross, and those streets in Jerusalem that held his sacred feet will soon be stained with his blood. Jesus knows this will happen. He will be arrested. He will be put on trial. He will be stripped of his garments. He will be beaten, imprisoned, and starved. And then he will be crucified. But yet, he consciously, willingly, and deliberately still walks into Jerusalem for us. Our Lord this week is giving everything, and all he wants from us is our heart. As he enters Jerusalem triumphantly, all he wants is to enter into our lives triumphantly. All he wants for us to do is to recognize what he did, to believe in it, and to welcome him into our lives. The stage is set. Our Lord is in Jerusalem. It is the time of the power of darkness. And what he's about to do will be for us. And that is why today and during this whole week, we say, yes, Lord. Yes, I give you my heart. I know what you did, and I accept it for my life. Amen. I wish you all great blessings during this holy week. Let's pray for each other, our most sacred week of the year. Let's stand and profess what we believe.